Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. 大家早上好.
As some of you may know, my name is Ryan, and normally I would be with the English congregation on a Sunday.
有些人可能知道我的名字是Ryan Chang. 通常我会在星期天和英文的会众在一起.
But today I was invited by the Pastoral Search Committee to preach to you today.
那今天我是应聘牧委员会来给大家讲道.
Thank you to Pastor Nee for giving me this time to share with you God's word today, and to Eleanor for translating for me today.
感谢内牧师给我今天有这个机会，大家可以一起分享神的话，也感谢Eleanor为我做翻译。
So I'll start with the story today. It's always interesting to watch kids.
观察孩子总是有趣的。
You never know what they're going to do or for what reasons they do something.
你永远不知道他们会做什么事，会出于什么原因而做这个事情。
I remember in vacation Bible school watching over groups of them.
我记得在暑期圣经学校看着他们。
Back then, it was more stressful and less interesting, but it was still interesting.
当时压力大，有趣的地方少，但是还是很有趣的。
It's always interesting when you catch them doing something bad or something that they know that they shouldn't be doing.
当你发现他们做了坏事，或知道他们做了不应该做的事的时候，这个时候总是很有趣的。
I would notice them and look them straight in the eyes. Then I would either keep staring or call them by their name.
我会注意到他们，直视着他们的眼睛，然后要继续的盯着他们，不然就会叫他们的名字。
Then they would look me back straight in the eyes. Then I would either, and then they would freeze.
然后他们就会直直的看着我，凝固不动。
And this is where you can see their minds start working at full speed.
这时候你就会看到他们的思维开始全速的运转。
Sometimes they would immediately stop and then go quiet and then look away.
有时候他们会立志停止，并且沉默，然后回避眼光。
And sometimes they would continue to look me in the eyes and keep doing what they were doing.
有时候他们会继续的，直直的看着我，继续做他们正在做的事情。
And then those were the times that I get angry.
这个时候我就会生气。
And sometimes they would get angry at me.
有时候他们也会对我生气。
And working with children has always been interesting. Because each and every one of them is so different and react in so many different ways.
和小朋友一起工作很有趣，因为每一个小朋友都是如此的不同，反应也是如此的不同。
And sometimes you can see the different actions they're thinking of being weighed in their minds.
有时候你可以看到他们正在思考不同的动作在他们的脑海中权衡。
And because they don't really hide emotions or things that they're thinking on their faces, you can sometimes tell the decisions they're about to make.
而且因为他们的脸并不隐藏情感，或许他们正在思考的事情，你有时可以看出他们即将要做的决定。
I remember walking around the church during VBS, and there was a child playing with some water and making the floor all wet.
我记得在 VBS的期间，我在教会里面走动，有一个小孩在玩水，把地板都弄湿了。
I came up beside him and said as gently as I could, "Hey, should we be putting more water on the floor?"
我走到他的身边，尽可能温柔地说，"嘿，我们应该在地上放更多的水吗?"
And he looked at me and looked back at the floor and angrily said, "No."
他看着我，又看回地板，生气地说，"不."
And as he continued to pour more water on the floor,
然后又继续在地上倒更多的水。
This child clearly knows what he should not be doing, but he keeps doing it anyways.
这孩子明显知道自己不应该做什么，但是还是继续做了。So
what does this story of a child pouring water angrily on the floor have to do with the verses that we read today?
这个孩子生气的把地上的倒水的故事跟我们今天读的经文有什么关联呢？
Today's sermon is called Living by the Spirit.
今天的讲道叫做靠圣灵而活。
Paul says in verse 16 to walk by the Spirit, which is not a specific term.
保罗在第十六节中说顺着圣灵而行，这不是一个具体的俗语。
But what we see in these verses is a direct comparison between the spirit and the flesh.
但我们在这些中文经文中看到圣灵和肉体之间直接的对比。
The spirit does one thing and the flesh does the other.
圣灵做一件事，肉体是做另外一件事。
They work against each other.
他们相互对抗。
Verse 17 says they are opposed to each other.
17节说这两个是彼此相敌。
It's a lot like watching the child pour water onto the floor.
这个就很像这个小孩把在地上倒水。
The child knows that there is something that he should be doing.
这个孩子知道他应该做什么。
But he does not do it.
但他没有做。
The Spirit, as it's called in the English version, refers to the Holy Spirit.
在英文版所称的灵是指圣灵。
In Galatians 3:14, it reads, So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith.
在加拉太书三章十四节说，这边叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。使我们因着信得着所应许的圣灵。
It is not a random spirit or our spirit.
这不是一个随意的灵，或是我们自己的灵。
It is God's spirit that we receive.
这是我们所接受神的灵。
The flesh is a word that gets used for a lot of different meanings.
肉体是一个用于许多不同意义的词语。
It gets used to describe the physical body.
它被用来描述身体。
Jesus uses the word to describe what happens when a man and woman come together. They become one flesh in Mark 10:8.
哦，在耶稣用这个词是描述男女在一起的时候，马可福音十章八节说他们乃是一体的了。
So it's described as a good thing.
所以它描述成为一件好事。
Jesus also confuses the Pharisees when he teaches in John 6:51, The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. And they asked, How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
耶稣在约翰福音六章五十一节中的教导也都让法利赛人感到困惑。我所吃的灵就是我的肉，为世人的生命所吃的。他们就问，这个人怎么能把他的肉给我们吃呢？
This is communion, but the Pharisees were completely confused by what his words meant.
这是圣餐，但法利赛人对他的话完全感到困惑。
And then we see Paul using it a few times, like Colossians 2 and 3, and in these verses, Galatians 5, to describe the flesh in a bad way.
然后我们看到在保罗的一些书信里面看到这个词，例如在哥林多哥罗西书第二章还有第三章以及加拉太书第五章中将肉体描成为一个不好的东西。
The spirit and the flesh are opposed to each other.
圣灵和肉体是彼此相敌。
So what is Paul talking about in these verses?
所以保罗在这些经文中讲什么呢？
We get a clue from Galatians verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
我们从加拉太书五章二十四节得到一个线索，凡属基督耶稣的人，就已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
What are the passions and desires of the flesh?
肉体的邪情私欲是什么？
They are the things of verse 19 to 21.
他们就是在19跟21到21节所描述的东西。
Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these.
情欲的事都是显而易见的。就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
They are the things that go against the character of God.
他们都是与上帝的性情相反的事。
If you look through the Old Testament laws, you'll recognize that these are all sins.
如果你看过旧约的律法，你就会意识到这些都是罪。
These are all things that go against the laws that God gave to his people to keep them holy.
这些都是违反上帝给他指明的律法，使他们保持圣洁。
These things go against the two commandments that Jesus gives in Matthew 22:37-39. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first greatest commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这些都是违背了耶稣在马太福音22:37-39中所给的两个诫命，你要尽心尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命的第一，且是最大的。其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。
In these verses in Galatians, Paul is describing the flesh as passions and desires that go against loving God and loving your neighbor.
这些经文在加拉太书中，保罗用这个词语来描述肉体上的邪情私欲。这是与神爱神爱人相抵触。
And so logically, to walk by the Spirit is to literally do the opposite.
因此从逻辑上说，顺着圣灵而行就是完全的相反。
It is to love God and to love your neighbor.
这意味着要爱神和爱人。
We cannot love our neighbor if we are sexually immoral.
如果我们有奸淫，就无法爱人。
We are not loving our spouse if we do not stay faithful to them.
如果我们不对我们的配偶忠诚，我们就不是在爱他们。
We are not loving God if we make idols.
如果我们制造偶像，我们就不是在爱神。
We are not loving our neighbor if we provoke them or are jealous of them or covet the things that they have.
如果我们挑衅别人，或是嫉妒他们，或是贪图他们所拥有的东西，我们就不是在爱人。
We are not loving our neighbor if we are angry at them or if we are divided against them.
如果我们对别人生气，或是使他们分裂，我们也不是在爱他们。
And Paul says the list does not stop at these.
保罗说这个列表还不止这些。
Anything like them that break these two commandments go against what it means to walk by the Spirit.
任何违反这两条诫命的，都与顺着圣灵而行的意义相违背。
It will always be difficult.
这将一直是困难的。
We will always be tempted to follow the desires of the flesh.
我们总是会被诱惑去追随肉体的欲望。
Like a child that wants to pour water on the floor because they think it's fun, even though it's wrong, we will always want to go our own way with our own desires and passions.
就像孩子想倒水在地上，因为他们觉得很有趣，只是这个是错的。我们总是会按着自己的邪情私欲去走自己的路。
If you ask the English congregation, what is one thing that Ryan always talks about in a sermon, and they would all say one of two things.
如果你问英文的会众 ，Ryan 在讲道的时候常常提什么，他们就会说两个事情
：video games and driving.
电子游戏还有开车。
If you know me, I get very angry when I drive.
如果你认识我，就会知道我在开车的时候很生气。
I usually just stay quiet, but I'm still really angry.
我通常是会保持沉默，但是我仍然很生气。
I get angry at what other people are doing.
我对其他人所做的事情感到生气。
When they don't use turn signals, when they jump in front of me.When they're too close to me, you know, all sorts of things.
当他们都不用那个方向灯，然后插队在我的前面，或许太靠近我的时候，都会生气。
And my instinct is to let my anger explode.
而我的本能是让我的愤怒爆发。
To complain to every person that I know what a horrible city I live in, full of horrible drivers.
向每一个我认识的人抱怨。住在一个充满糟糕的世纪的城，可怕的城市中。
But is that loving my neighbor?
难道是在爱人吗？
There is a person in that other car who is probably worried about their own stuff, worrying about their own life. And in my mind, I'm close to hating them.
在那个那张帖子里面的人，他可能正在担心自己的事情，担心自己的生活，而在我的心中，我对他们产生仇恨。
Jesus teaches in Matthew 5:22, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment."
耶稣在马太福音5:22中的教导说，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，都难免受审判。
It goes against loving my neighbor to be angry at someone.
对某人生气是违反爱人的。
Now, video games is a different issue for me.
对我来说，电子游戏又是另外一个的问题。
They take up a lot of my time, even if it's with friends.
即使是跟朋友在一起，他总是占用了我很多的时间。
And if I'm not careful, they take up the time that God wanted me to spend on something else.
如果我不小心，他们会占用上帝要我用在其他的事情上的时间。
So it becomes an idol.
因此它成为了一个偶像。
Something that is taken priority over listening to God.
优先于聆听上帝的事情之上。
And I think this is where it becomes very stressful for a lot of people.Because now you have to walk with the Spirit, but you also have to avoid doing all the bad things.
我想这就是很多人对很多人来说变得非常的紧张，因为现在你必须与圣灵同行，但也必须避免做所有的坏事。
And then it becomes a list of rules.
然后它就变成了一个列表的规条。
You look at the list in verse 19 to 21 and tell ourselves,Okay, don't be sexually immoral, or impure, or make idols, or be angry, or provoke people, or cause divisions, or be jealous, or be greedy. And then we look at the list.
Yeah, okay. 你看着在19-21节的列表，告诉我们不要犯奸淫，不误会，不拜偶像，不恼怒，不挑衅，不制造纷争，不嫉妒，不贪婪。
And then we look at the list in verse 22 to 23, and I think,I also have to produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and be self-controlled.
然后我们又看看20-23节 的列表说，想着我们必须要产生仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So I have to do both these things at the same time.
所以我必须同时做这两样吗？
That is tiring.
那很累人。
When we look at that list of rules, it makes us so stressed thinking about it.
当我们看着那规条的时候，会让我们感到压力重重。
And this is how Paul described what it was like to be under the law.
保罗就描述感觉就是这样。
From Galatians 3:10, "For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse."
加拉太书3:10。凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。
Christ died so that we could be free from that curse.
任何遵守律法的人，也是旧约律法，他们都是被咒诅的。耶稣就是为了我们脱离这咒诅而死。
Verse 13-14 says, "Christ redeemed us."From the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised spirit through faith.
在13-14节说，基督既为我们受了诅咒，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。这边叫亚伯拉罕的福，因耶稣基督可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So why would we go back to laws if we are saved by faith and not by those laws?
那么既然我们是因信而得救，而不是靠那些律法，为什么还要回到律法呢？
Paul writes this in verse 21. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not.For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law.
保罗在21节说，这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若曾 把那个能叫人得胜的律法译就成了反服本服律法了。
If we could have life with God by following the law, then God would have let us follow the law.
如果我们可以通过遵行律法来与神得生命，那么神就会让我们遵行律法。
We are not saved by those laws.
我们不是靠那些律法得救。
We are not saved by avoiding the passions and desires of the flesh or by producing fruit of the Spirit.
我们不是通过避免肉体的邪情私欲或许产生属灵的果子而得救。
We are saved by our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们是靠对耶稣基督的信而得救。
And so this is why Galatians 5:18 is important for the way we look at what it means to walk with the Spirit.
因此这就是为什么加拉太书五章十八节对我们 看待被圣灵引导的含义很重要。
It reads, But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
经上说但你们若被圣灵引导就不在律法以下。
Our main focus is no longer on rules or laws or avoiding things.
我们主要的重点不再是规条或许法律或许避免事情。
If we walk by the Spirit, if we are led by the Spirit, if God is our focus, then we will not want to do the passions or desires of the flesh.
如果我们行在圣灵的引导下，如果神是我们的重点，那我们就不会做肉体的邪情私欲了。
Since they go against each other, if we do one, then we automatically don't do the other.
由于他们相互对立，如果我们做其中的一件事，那么我们自动就不做另外一件了。
Paul describes it like a light switch.
保罗将它描述为一个开关。
If the light switch is on, then there's light.
如果开关打开了，就会有光。
If the light switch is off, then there is no light.
如果关掉了，就没有光。
So when we follow the Spirit, or when we follow God, then the result is that we will not satisfy what the flesh wants.
所以当我们跟随圣灵或者跟随神旨，结果就是我们不会满足于肉体的欲望。
When I go make a cake and I give it to my neighbor, I have resisted the temptation to eat the whole cake myself.
当我做蛋糕给我的邻居，我已经抵挡了自己吃掉整个蛋糕的诱惑。
When I decide not to complain about people's driving in the city, I do not ruin the mood of the people around me.
当我决定不抱怨城中人的驾驶的时候，我就不会破坏身边人的心情。
When I decide to tell my friends that I'm busy and I can't play video games with them, then I have time to work on my sermon.
当我决定告诉我的朋友我忙，不能够跟他们玩电子游戏，我就有时间来准备讲道。
When we walk with the Spirit, the result is that we won't gratify the desires of the flesh.
当我们跟随圣灵的时候，结果是我们不会满足于肉体的欲望。
We don't need to worry about accidentally gratifying the desires of the flesh, because following the Spirit won't lead us to that.
我们不需要担心会不小心的满足了肉体的欲望，因为跟随圣灵不会引领到我们做这样的事。
I'm not going to be overly optimistic and say that we will never be tempted, because that's not true.
我不会过于乐观地说我们永远不会被诱惑，因为这不是真实的。
1 John 1:8 says, If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
约翰一书一章八节说，我们若说自己没无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
When we walk with God, it's like a parent walking with a child on a sidewalk.
当我们与神同行的时候，就像父母带着孩子在人行道走路。
The child will always be interested in everything except for where they are walking.
孩子总是会对所有的事情感兴趣，除了他们正在走路的地方。
They will want to jump in puddles. They will want to walk on the road where cars are driving. They want to look at everything.
他们想会跳那个水坑。他们会想走汽车行走的道路，他们想看所有的东西。
But a good parent holds the child's hand and keeps them focused on the path.
当一个好的父母握着孩子的手，让他们专注于道路上。
You never see a good parent pushing their child off the path into danger.
你从来不会看到一个好的父母把孩子推入危险之中。
When we see that, everyone goes on social media and calls them a horrible parent.
当我们看到这样的状况的时候，所有人都会在社交媒体上谴责这个可怕的父母。
God walks with us on our path and guides us.
神与我们同行，引导我们走正确的路。
Our flesh with its passions and desires want to go its own way.
我们的肉体邪情私欲，想要走自己的路。
But God gives us the strength to walk with Him.
但是神给我们力量与他同行。
2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
在彼得的后书一章三节说，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
It is because of God that we can walk with Him.
正是因为神，我们才能够与他同行。
It is because we have faith in Him and we trust in Him that we can walk with Him.
正是因为我们对他有信心和相信他，我们才能与他同行。
It is not because of the law or the things that we do that we can walk with Him.
这不是因为律法或是我们所做的事情能够与他同行。
So how do we know if we are walking with God or not?
那么我们如何知道自己是否正在与神同行呢？
In Galatians 5:19, he says, "The works of the flesh are evident."
在加拉太书五章十九节中，说情欲的事都是显而易见的。
And then in Galatians 5:22, he says, "The fruit of the Spirit is."
然后在加拉太书五章二十二节中，他说圣灵的果子是。
He writes that it is clear whether someone is walking with God by what comes out of us.
他写到从我们身上流露出来的，可以清楚看出那个人是否与神同行。
As mentioned before, the things that are of the flesh are not of God.
如前面所说的，属肉体的事情不是出于神的。
The list of things in verse 19 to 21 go against everything that God tells us not to do.
在经文19到21节之中的列表里面，包括了上帝告诉我们不要做的所有的事情。
And this is contrasted by the list in verses 22 to 23.
这个是与22到23节中的列表是成了对比。
This is a partial list of things that reflects who God is.
这部分列出了反映神是谁。
God gives to us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
神赐我们仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
So when we walk with Him, we reflect His character.
因此当我们与神同行的时候，我们就反映了他的心情。
And there's nothing in His character that reflects verses 19 to 21 with the exception of anger. But even that is not comparable to us.
在他的心情中，没有在19到21节中的东西除了愤怒，但即使是这个也是与我们不同。
God has good reason to be angry. He is the judge of all people after all.
上帝有充分的理由去生气，毕竟他是所有人的审判者。
We have all fallen short before him.
我们在他的面前都有亏缺。
But even though he has every reason to be angry with us, he still shows us his mercy.
即使他有充分的理由对我们生气，他仍然显示他的怜悯。
He gave us a way to be with him.
他给了我们一个与他一起的方法。
Jesus Christ died on the cross so that we wouldn't have to die to God's justice.
耶稣基督死在十字架，为了让我们不至于死于上帝的公义。
Jesus Christ died so that we could be freed of our sins.
耶稣基督为了让我们脱离罪恶而死。
Jesus Christ is the reason why Paul can write so confidently about everything in his letters to all the churches.
耶稣基督是保罗能够对所有教会在他的书信里面如此的自信的原因。
Jesus Christ is the reason why anyone who believes can receive the Spirit of God.
耶稣基督是任何相信他的人都能接受神的灵的原因。
Anyone who believes in him can walk with God and can have life in God.
任何相信他的人都可以与神同行，在神里面有生命。
Anyone who walks with God by the Spirit will produce the fruit of the Spirit and will not produce the works of the flesh.
任何与上帝同行的，顺着圣灵而行的人，都会结出圣灵的果子，而不结出情欲的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit come from the Spirit.
圣灵的果子来自圣灵。
They are not because of our own strength, but they are what come from a life that follows God and is led by Him.
他们不是因为我们自己的力量而来，而是来自跟随上帝被他带领的生命。
So don't be discouraged if you feel like your passions or desires are fighting against your will to follow God.
所以如果你觉得你的邪情私欲正在与你跟随神的意愿做斗争，不要灰心。
Be encouraged, because it means that you are walking with God, and that you are not following your flesh.
这意味着你正在与神同行，而不是遵从你的肉体。
This is not a short path.
这不是一条短暂的路。
Temptation and sin will always fight our walk with the Spirit.
诱惑和罪恶将总是与我们和圣灵的旅程做斗争。
Galatians 5:18.For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
加拉太书五章十七节说，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做他所做所不能做所愿意做的。
Oh, that was Galatians 5:17.
5:17.
The result of their opposition is that you will end up choosing one or the other.
他们相互对立的结果是你最终会选择其中之一。
You will either choose to be led by the Spirit, or you will gratify the flesh.
你要么选择被圣灵引导，要么放纵肉体的私欲。
There is no in between.
没有中间地界。
This will happen until we die or go be with him, or he returns and we go to be with him.
这种状况将一直持续到我们去世与神同在，或许他回来，我们去与他同在。
But sometimes we make mistakes.
但有时我们会犯错。
The verse that comes after it in 1 John 1:9, it says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰一书一章九节，经文说我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Even if we do gratify the flesh, he will forgive us and cleanse us.
即使我们放纵了肉体的私欲，他也会赦免并且洗净我们。
God is almighty and has the power to do that.
上帝是全能的，他有能力这样做。
His power is above the power of sin and death.
他的能力是高于罪恶和死亡。
So we don't have to be afraid when we walk with him, because he has power and authority over all.
因此，当我们与他同行的时候，不用害怕，因为他对这一切都有能力和权柄。